Hello.
Hiya. All right, can you talk?
I'm allowed to talk, Alan. You go, tell me what's wrong.
So I went up to get my makeup, my hair paid, and it's like up at this, up at Lindy, so I had to text my boss to do a back shift, right? It's a mad guy. What he's saying to me is, right, the more I do, basically, the more shoots I'm going to get for free, and I don't need to pay for the 40s.
Is it a bit sleazy then, do you think?
The guys like, oh, obviously, don't know me like that, but...
Is it a guy's house?
It's like a big man, I think.
I don't know, Tracy. It doesn't sound good to me, him. I wouldn't be doing it.
You want to speak to him? You tell me what you think.
All right, mate.
How are you doing?
Are you the boyfriend, aye?
No, I'm a dad.
You're a dad? It's a bit weird. All right.
My daughter says she's a wee bit iffy about doing this thing.
Didn't seem iffy a minute ago when we were talking about the horse.
Well, if she doesn't want a day, she doesn't need a day as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no one's forcing her to do anything she doesn't want to do, mate.
She turned her clothes off.
The feature's called Tasty Tracy Pops Round the Estate, so I'd imagine yes, sir. Again,
Tracy back on, please.
Okay.
Tracy, I would say no, hen.
Are you saying it's good for a portfolio?
What do you want a portfolio for?
Well, obviously, if you'd make a fortune as a glamour model.
What? No, no chance. If you've gone there and he's wanting you to take a clothes off to get 40s, no. Listen, Tracy, I'm going to give you advice here. Don't bother doing it. It's a crock. A crock of
I'll put the guy back on. Just tell him, you're not giving me permission to date it, I'm not doing it.
I thought she was going to do it.
No, she's not going to do it, no.
Although, is this that dad guy again? I've hired this estate here. I've got a girl up to do the waxing. I've hired outfits. I've got a horse.
It's not my problem.
I told this girl when I first met her, Tracy, that she could possibly bring back page 3. She's that good.
Get yourself to I don't give a what you've hired. I don't care if you're hired aeroplanes. She's not doing it.
I'm not hired aeroplanes, sir. Why are we going to hire aeroplanes for glamour shots? Come on. You ever see a topless girl in an aeroplane? That's not going to work. We've got a horse.
Are you winding me up here?
We've got a horse, sir. A naked girl on a horse is a beautiful shot.
Well, I'm telling you right now, she's not doing the shot. See if you as much as say anything to her, I'll find you and I'll smack you into next week.
Dad, what if I done it?
I've told you to get in the car and drive away for this.
Do you want to speak to the wax lady?
No, I don't want to speak to any lady.
Hello.
Right? Hello.
Hiya, how you doing? It's the wax lady. Well, that's what they call me. My name's actually Katie.
And what are you all about?
Well, he's hired me in as well, you see, but I think it's legit.
I don't care if you think it's legit or no. It's got sleaze written on it.
He's talking about a pillow fight.
I've got a horse, I've got pillows.
Listen, Paul, you're going to end up with a sore face.
Crushed velvet cushions
everywhere, satin sheets.
You're going to end up with the sorest face you've ever had.
Listen, sir, if Tracy doesn't do it, would you be up for getting waxed and riding naked around my manor on a horse?
This is a wind up.
Jim, you might be on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad.
Are you at it?
And Tasty Tracy, Jim, might have just won £100 cash for being on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad.
Hey, George, you're very good, pal. Very, very good.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for being such a great sport, pal.